Gemara says in Daf Vav and Aleph, the Gabi, the Karbanos that were brought by Me'ezah. So the Gemara says towards the bottom of the Amud, in fact, the Gemara behind how Mezidim have, they're Mezidim. So if they're Mezidim, how could they bring a carbon? When how could they bring a Chatas for Kapara? So the Gemara answers, HaRasha, he said, was HaRasha. It's HaRasha to bring a carbon Chatas, to be Mechaper, even though they were the Mezid, and the Gemara brings a Rayach, and Misabra, that this was a HaRasha. So the mitzvah over here is very bothered. Then how could you say it was a harasha to bring a carbon b'mezid? L'maisa, the peasant can't be oikar davim and atar b'kum ba'asei. Over here, by bringing a chatas that they're not really mechuyavin, that's an akir b'kum ba'asei, because they're bringing chulam ba'azara. Chulam ba'azara is a nesed araisa, and he says it's a daichek to say that we're going to feed them on damer that chulam ba'azara is only midarabanan. So if it's a nesed araisa, peasant l'char can't be oikar that. And you can't say over here is the Migdar Milsa. The Migdar Milsa, they could be Iker, but this is not Migdar Milsa. They're just bringing a carbon. There's no Migdar Milsa here. So what's the pshat that they could bring this as a Harivasha? L'char to be an Iker Davim and Atar B'kum Ba'aseh. And the Mitzvason says a beautiful Mahalach, that really it's Mashman the Rambam, that the Karbanos they were bringing over here were Karbanos Miluim. This was considered Karbanos Miluim, just like they did be May Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says it's just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Miluim, they brought a carbon that was Mechaper and Avodah Zarah. And the Chet HaEgel, even though it was done by Mezid, over here also they could do the same thing. That's part of the Mahalach HaMiluim. They could bring a carbon that's Mechaper and Avodah Zarah by Mezid, and that's why they did it over here as well. And when the Gemara says HaRasha, he said, it doesn't mean that the Etzim Din to be Makar B'Kabar B'Mezid is a HaRasha. That wasn't a HaRasha. That's the Eker Din of Miluim. But it means that this was a carbon L'Fisha. This was a carbon L'Sha. It was a carbon of Miluim, just like the Miluim of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Mele of the Din is that you can bring a carbon even by Mezid. So it's a nice mahalach. It's a little bit of a chiddush in the lashon of the Gemara of HaRasha. And also in Rashi, it's not mashma like that. Rashi says clearly not like that. He says HaRasha, he said the afagav, the havu mezid and havu miskapim. Sounds like from Rashi that the HaRasha was and the etzem din that a mezid could be niskapim. So Pashas and Rashi is not like he's saying. And Lulei Dvar, maybe you could answer al pipshat that there is a migdal milsa over here because they were providing them with a kapara for the chet of Avodah Zarah. They showed them that there's a option to be niskaper. If they felt that there's no hope and they can't be niskaper, then they're just going to give up and continue doing Avodah Zarah. But once they knew there's a way to get out of it, that there's a kapara that could cause them to refrain from it in the future, so that lechar would go into Migdar Milsa, and that could be the reason why they're able to be Iker B'kum Ba'aseh.